Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think I know exactly why the girl on the phone for a second date update today isn't getting a call back.
Okay.
Oh.
It's because she moved way too quick.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
I read her email. It says she met a guy on a dating app.
Uh-huh.
And get this. She talked to him for 2 months, and then they went out on a date.
Oh, my gosh.
Way too quick, Mel.
Yeah. Sorry, Mel.
What are you thinking?
Are you making fun of me for taking it slow?
No. I'm saying, whatever happened to the seven-month rule? Like, standard.
I know. It seems crazy that it took us that long.
Why did it take 2 months to go out with this guy? Are you that cautious?
No, I mean, it's just kind of timing and everything.
Because,
like, at first, you know, when you're on those apps, like, you meet like 8 million different people. So at first, it was like the little high. You know, over the next couple of weeks, it slowly kind of ramped up. Then we were starting to, like, get a little flirty, have a little fun. I mean, it was all G-rated, but we were texting constantly. You know, it's kind of back and forth and at work when you're, you know, sneaking peeks at your phone. you heard the little ding and you're all excited. So,
oh, Mel, is this normally how you do it with dates? It takes you this long?
No. This one was just a cool situation, kind of, that we were actually taking a little time to get to know each other. And
okay.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys actually got to know each other better than I know anybody in my life. 2 months texting back and forth, and then you guys actually went out. What did you guys do when you finally met up?
We just met for drinks, and we just kind of clicked right off the bat. I mean, I was laughing so hard. My face was hurting. You know how when your cheeks start to hurt because
yeah.
you're having so much fun?
And you sound like you're a hard person to get to laugh, so I imagine he was really hysterical.
Yeah, true. But he was really funny, and I just really liked him, and we just kept talking, and we're kind of, you know, having a drink, and, you know, a couple times, you know, I felt bad. It's like, oh my gosh, this is going on a long time. I'm having a really good time, but I didn't want him to be stuck, so I was, like, trying to give him an out, and I was like, mm-hmm. you know, it's late. I understand if you need to go. You know, we work tomorrow and all that. And he's like, no, you know, it's like I'm having too much fun. I don't want to go. And that's exactly how I felt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. And at least you guys didn't, like, learn everything about each other in that 2 months and then you had nothing to talk about. You're like, yeah, I already know everything about you. So how did the date end then?
It was really sweet. He walked me to my car and, you know, he just, you know, gave me a nice kiss on the cheek and said goodnight. It was great.
That is sweet. Was there plans to go out again?
Well, you know, we'd mentioned that we were going to look at our calendars,
uh-huh.
and it just changed. And all of a sudden, you know, I'm not hearing from him. I'm starting all the text conversations. And when I got a response back, and it took a while to get a response,
uh-huh.
it would be, like, really short, almost, like, kind of rude. Like, it was,
whoa.
Like, a completely different person.
Wow.
That's
wow.
weird.
And
random.
Why do you think that is? Do you think you upset him in some way?
You know, it's so funny. I've been over this so many times in my head. And I did realize, and I feel kind of bad, that I did not offer to split the check. And because he just kind of grabbed it and took care of it. So I didn't think anything of it because it's, you know, gentlemanly on the first date. But we were there a long time and we had, you know, a good amount of food. So I imagine it was probably a pretty big bill.
Did you thank him? I mean, did you thank him for paying?
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, of course. Yeah.
Okay, so you weren't rude.
But there are a couple other things that have been, like, kind of occurring to me, and I've had plenty of time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, we did talk a little bit about, like, politics and religion,
mm-hmm.
but it seemed okay because we seemed to be on the same page with everything.
Hey, you're both Satan worshipers.
No, nothing crazy, but, you know, we just seemed like we were, you know, kind of on the same page, so it didn't seem like a big deal. Didn't seem like
okay.
that was super, you know, controversial. And then the only other thing that I didn't think it was a big deal, but like while we were walking to my car, I told him, I'm like, you know, please don't look in my car when we get there because it's kind of a mess.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I understand that.
You know, I didn't think that much of it, but I'm like, I don't know. Maybe he was really scoping it out or something and, you know, thought it was bad. I don't know.
That's not a big deal.
God, you insulted
him. Do you think
him.
He like looked in your car and it was filthy and that's why he doesn't want to go out with you?
Those are the only things. I've had an entire week to try to figure this out, and those are the only things I can come up with. I mean, I don't know.
Those would be really weird reasons not to call somebody back, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean, the religion thing and the politics thing, maybe, but if he was offended, you think you would know right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can, like, see it in their face.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Totally.
Okay.
How
all right.
Disappointing
well,
to go from, like, such a high to such a low.
Oh, it's killing me. It's absolutely killing me. That's why I'm, like, that's why I'm talking to you guys. I need help.
Okay, well, we'll play a song, come back, and then call him and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you so much. I really need this.
We'll get to it in about 2 months. How about that?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.